There are some places on Earth where you are literally and figuratively closer to the sun, moon, and stars. This place in particular is one that really seems to offer a different view of the heavens, and that brings over 1 million people here each year. It's next on The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Haleakala is a dormant volcano on the island of Maui. It's a place many come to visit, and a place Walter Poo knows very well.
But I think maybe 300 years, the last flow. What I was also told that it used to do it every 100 years prior to that. We're not exploding type volcanoes or shielded type, so we ooze. These volcanoes will just keep piling up, oozing out, and just building more land.
The peak of the volcano reaches just over 10,000 feet. It will occasionally snow here, and the view from the top, no matter the time of day, is one Walter says is truly amazing.
Hiking in the crater and, you know, spending time, especially at night, it's like you can step out of your tent or your cabin and just reach up and grab a whole bunch of stars with one hand. I mean, that's how close you are to these heavens.
This national park reaches from the peak of Haleakala down to the ocean. The deep valleys are a place that can catch a lot of water very quickly, and that has led the Park Service to make some upgrades over the past few years.
We have a new monitoring system that we replaced in the streams that can help us to monitor the rainfall up in the valleys, approximately 4,500 feet.
Being able to monitor that rainfall in real time is very important to the safety of those down the mountain near the ocean.
We can see the rise in the stream, and that gives us at least an hour or 2 hours to get people out that are in the stream at the mouth of the stream.
Those streams flow into a combination of many waterfalls and pools that require a trip to the eastern side of the island. It's quite a drive, but one that many will make. The place is often called the Seven Sacred Pools, but as we'll share, that really doesn't do the place justice. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Haleakala National Park, Hawaii. I'm Andrew McCrae.